Sportsline rolls along here on a Wednesday night on WBAL. Brett Hollander, Jay Cottrell in the house. And now we're talking about one of our favorite subjects here on Sportsline, sports video games. Our expert from KFAN in Minneapolis, Paul Charchian. Charch, how are you?
Great to talk to you again. I'm doing great. It's it's a good time of year for sports fans, right? You get a little of everything, and on the video, you get a little of everything in every sport, and in April, and then in the video game world, we get all of our baseball games, which is always great too.
We get all of our baseball games, but really, Charch, there's only one baseball game these days, right?
Well, really, there is only one. There's technically a second one, and if you've got. Sony is the only license holder right now for Major League Baseball games. And so if you've got a PlayStation 3 or a Vita, you can get MLB The Show 14. If you've got a PlayStation 4, you got to wait a couple of weeks, and then you're going to get it on the PlayStation 4. If you've got an Xbox, either last gen or current gen, you're out of luck. There's one baseball game available, RBI Baseball, that just came out, and it's horrible.
Is that the old RBI Baseball I grew up with?
Yeah, it's been gone for 15 years, and the sad thing is, Brett, if you go back and look at it now, it looks just like it did then. It's terrible, and it's broken, it's buggy, it's a disaster. So for Xbox owners, you really have no baseball option this year, which is sad. I mean, you're good people, Xbox owners. You deserve better than this.
Well, honestly, I'm getting a PS4 to continue my love of sports video games, as rare as I get to play these days. But because, it was a close race for a while, there was The Show. And what was the other one that was out there? And then the Show kind of took over as the most powerful, and then the other one stopped being made. But EA made a couple of games. There was Triple Play Baseball. There was MVP Baseball. They never were quite able to replicate what they did in Madden and convert that to Major League Baseball. They came close a few years, but not quite there. And MLB The Show, I think, does a really good job of what I really like, which is things like franchise mode, GM mode, and what are the early reviews? The one for PS3, and I know the graphics are same for the PS4 MLB The Show. It's just off the charts.
Yeah, so it's the PS4 version isn't out yet, but having seen this thing, it's unbelievable. The PS4 graphics, it's going to be the most visually beautiful game on next-generation consoles when this comes out in 2 weeks. So MLB The Show is on PS4. It's worth upgrading. There's a lot of baseball fans who are listening to you right now and video game baseball fans. It's worth upgrading for this game. I mean, it's already a really good game, and we've been through the PS3 version of MLB The Show, and it's extremely good. So if you're thinking you're maybe on the fence about whether or not you want to upgrade to PS4, if you're a baseball fan, I would absolutely do it. And if you've got a second, Brett, we should probably talk about the new stuff that they've put into.
Yeah, I want to hear all about it.
Yeah. So the two biggest changes were, and well, I'll back up one step. You can play a game of Madden in about 30, 35 minutes. You can play a game of basketball like NBA 2K in also about 30, 35 minutes. The baseball games are taking 70 minutes, 80 minutes to play a game. And if you're trying to play 162-game schedule, well, if you've got a job, forget it. It's over, right?
Or a wife.
So, yeah, or a wife. That's right. I mean, you have to be a loner and unemployable if you really want to play the 162-game schedule. So realizing that, Sony made two critical improvements to the title. Number one was, I think it's improvement, and these are options, Brett. So number one was when you come up to the plate, if you've got this turned on, you will have the option of coming up at not a 0-0 count, but you'll come up at deeper into the count. So they'll look at the pitcher-batter matchup, and they'll say if the pitcher's got the advantage, you might come up to a two-strike, zero-ball count. And so there's some of the early throwaway pitches they're basically doing without, and you may walk up to a full count. And so they're trying to bring you immediately into a more dramatic position as a batter right away. So that, if you just employ that change alone, the game will knock itself all the way down to about a 30-minute game.
Wow.
And then, if you want to get even more dramatic, if you've ever built a character in the game and gone through the career mode.
Yeah, Road to the Show, right?
Road to the Show, exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well,
you've
Jay,
got Road
yeah.
to the Show, where you've got a career. Do you build yourself?
I don't. I knew Jay does. I know people who lost their college experience building themselves in this game.
Exactly.
I like franchise mode.
Yes, I like both. And it's what you can do is you can set the game, again, this is an option, so that the only plays you will get are the ones you're involved in. So it'll only be your at-bats, and if you're playing, and when you're out in the field, if you're playing left field, it'll only be on fly balls to left field. And that'll knock the game down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 minutes. And if you combine both of those time savers, you're down to a five-minute game.
Wow.
So if you want to work your way through a full 162-game season, this is a way that you can actually do it and have a love life.
Well, that is really, I think, huge as far as improvements go. Paul Charchian, our fantasy sports expert, our video game expert from KFan in Minneapolis, is with us. Charch, I don't know if you remember this, and Jay, you might remember this. I think it was one of the EA Sports baseball games that had almost a semi-sim option where you could go through the game, enter into the game at any point. You could kind of sim through innings 1 through 6 and then maybe play the final third. You could make strategic decisions within that sim mode. It would go much faster, and if you only wanted to play the first three, maybe the middle three, or just one inning, and you could kind of go to this kind of high-end simulation mode. Does anyone recall that? Jay, do you remember that one? It was great. That was kind of the best of all worlds, in my opinion.
They had a they had something in the last couple of basketball games for the 2K series, the NBA 2K, in which they will put you in pivotal late game situations throughout history.
Hmm.
And I thought that was super fun, where you know you're Michael Jordan at the end of Game 6 against Utah, and you're playing through you're playing in those situations with 3 minutes left. And I thought that was,
that is cool.
Same kind of milieu. That's a lot of fun, yeah.
Anything else that people need to know about before making this call? We know that if you have a PS3, you can buy MLB The Show, and then I'm buying a PS4. I still haven't bought one yet. I'm holding out here, Charge, because of MLB The Show, so I cannot wait for May 1, and I've already made a down payment on it, and I will buy it with my PS4. I'm fired up. Jay's fired up. So is there anything else that people need to know about before they make this call?
Yeah, one other thing I'll mention about MLB The Show. If you own a Vita, Sony's handheld, it's awesome on the Vita. It looks amazing, and it's absolutely one of the best handheld sports games you can buy. And I'll mention this as well. If you own a Vita and a PS4, the Vita can play whatever you're playing on. You can see and interact with on your Vita whatever's on your PS4.
Wow.
So you can be up laying in bed and fire up your PS4 in the other room from your Vita and play it just like you were looking at it on your TV. And so it's you could do that. And that's if you already own a Vita, you can get the Vita version of it if you want. Or if you own a PS4 and you own a Vita, just buy the PS4 version and then you can play it on your Vita whenever you want. So that's another alternative as well. So the Vita version's really, really good, and I need to give Sony credit for that, too.
That is amazing. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So the big headline, though, of MLB The Show for PS4 is the graphics. Is that the
graphics
big...
The graphics are staggering, and it was already a really good game. So, to me, it's one of the... If you love sports games and you like baseball video games, thinking about the PS4... Go! It's a great reason to buy the console.
I've talked to some people at GameStop about this game, and they say this is one of their best sellers annually. And I think it's because, not that baseball video games are the hottest thing compared to Madden, maybe, but when you look at what's out there, the NCAA football game is not being made anymore. There's really only one viable baseball option. This is one of the hottest selling sports video games out there annually, and they sell fast. They really do.
No, they do. And I wish we had more competitors in the marketplace, and both for football and baseball. But at least Sony's making a really good product year after year. Unlike Madden, which is kind of languished, year after year.
Sure.
This game they've innovated this constantly. The graphics are always among the best you'll ever see on your console. Sony's done a really good job, despite the fact that there's really no competition for MLB The Show at all.
He's Paul Charchian, one of our absolute favorites, our sports video game expert from KFAN, among other places. Charch, what's your video game podcast?
Video Games Weekly is what it's called. We've got a video game radio show here in the Twin Cities on our all sports station, KFAN, but it's also podcastable by anybody anywhere. Video Games Weekly is what it's called, and we encourage you on iTunes, encourage you to check that out.
Very cool stuff from Paul Charchian. Charch, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you again. We'll talk to you soon.
That's Paul Charchian. When we come back, a breaking story from Darren Revelle that pretty much hammers home the lasting impact of the television show Seinfeld. You will not want to miss this. It's next.